Today's daf is Beitza Daf Tes, and we are on Chesam HaBeis. Just scheduling note, as I said, next couple of days I will not be giving a live shiur, but Be'ez Hashem it'll be up from the last cycle. We'll be picking it up again before Yontif, hopefully Sunday, Monday, Be'ez Hashem. We'll be able to have the shiurim. Tuesday obviously is Yontif, and then next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Chalamoid, we'll also have shiurim from here, and then we'll put up just the last couple of days of Chalamoid from the last cycle. Be'ez Hashem, every shiur will be online, and the live ones here, we will figure out exactly the schedule. Okay, so we will pick up Chesam Beis. Again, the Haggadah shiur is up on the OU.org/Torah site. Feel free to partake of our Haggadah discussions. So we are on Chesam Beis in the discussion of Kisui Hadam. As the Gemara went into yesterday, the details of the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, we spoke about the lamdas of Kisui being the Gemara Maisa Shechita. Is one allowed to do Kisui? Is one allowed to do Shechita, knowing that they will have to do Kisui in the future? What is allowed to be used for the mitzvah of Kisui? What is called Muchan and what is not? Just one ha'ara on the Gemara from yesterday, where the Gemara suggested. The Gemara had a number of suggestions why Kai should be different. But the Gemara says that even if I shech the koi, I'm not allowed to cover the dam of the koi on Yontif. So we had a number of suggestions in the Gemara. First, we wanted to suggest that, well, maybe the cases where you don't have anything to cover with. So we said that didn't work because it says, Ein machasen es damo in the next line. If there's nothing to cover with, obviously you have something. The Gemara is assuring what's possible, number one. Number two, the Gemara said on the top of the Amud, the Gemara said, maybe the difference is, Efer Kira Muchan Levade Ve'in Muchan Lesafek. And we ended up rejecting that, because why should there be a difference? And if it's based on Ase Doch Elo Sase, it's not going to work, because Ein Ase Doch Elo Sase Vase. We'll get back to that, let's just finish the summary. Then we went to a third possibility, and Rava said, well, maybe Efer Kira Daito Levade Ve'in Daito Lesafek. The question is a person's das? What is a person thinking about? And then we got into the sugya, muksa, muchan, lesafik, or muchan levada, is it muchan for the other item? That was the third possibility. The fourth possibility, Rami Berei Rav Yeba said, well, maybe koy is different because there's a xera derabanan. If you allow kisui hadam to be done on yantif for a koy, people might think it's really a chaya, and come to matir, it's chaylev. And we'd rather not have that. Aye, so then she goes there always. No, on Yontif, if it's done on Yontif, it's really reflective of a Vadai mitzvah, that the Rabbanan are matriach you to do it even on Yontif. That was the fourth possibility. And that was the last one that was suggested by the Gemara. Good. The just one ha'ara on the Asi Docha Lo Sase discussion. And that is the Gemara mentioned that Asi Docha Lo Sase only works Be'idna, when the ase and the los ase are at the exact same time. If one comes before the other one, generally, if the los ase comes before the ase, so then one would not be able to say the principle of ase docha los ase. That's why here, if you do the tochein, the grinding of the dirt, before you do the mitzvah ase of kisui, so then it wouldn't be good. There is one exception to this rule, just to note. And we spoke yesterday about the lumdus. Whether you say, take a hutra or dechuya approach to ase docha lo sase, which would be better? Which would be in a work better with? Either way, it's an open discussion. But there is just one ha'ara to mention, and that is the Piskei Tosfos in Zvachim. The end of every Masechta, there's a summary of the halakha l'maisa elements that come out of the Tosfos in that Masechta. So right after each Masechta, usually before the Rosh, right after the Masechta, you have the Piskei Tosfos from that Masechta. So in Zvachim, you also have it, even though there is no rush on Masechta Zvachim, because there is no halacha l'maisa, said the rush, but there are the Piskei Tosfos. Tosfos comments on a Gemara in Zvachim Sadi Zayin Amabes, where the Gemara there was talking about Asi Docha Lo Sase, and the Gemara there says, Name Aim Amai, V'naisi Ase, V'lidchi Es Lo Sase, talking about a case of breaking the bones of a carbon. It definitely applies to Karan Pesach. It might apply outside of Karan Pesach. But why do you say, I want to get the marrow inside the bones, so I'll break the bones, and I'll get to the marrow that's inside. And I'm going to do the mitzvah asay of Achilas Kachim. So why don't you say, says the Gemara, what would you have said? Well, it's not be'idna. First you're going to break the bones, and then you're going to eat it. The Gemara gives a different answer. Ein asay docha lo sasei shebe mikdash. You don't say that in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? You don't say Asi Dechalosa say in the Mikdash. Why is that? Maybe we'll get back to that in a second. But Tosas there comments. But what do you mean? Why don't you say it's not Be'idna? That's why you can't say Asi Dechalosa say. And that's all Tosas just leaves it as a question. Miyuakati Kasha Hechi Asi Hai Ase Vidachilosa say Ha Be'idna de Bisakir Lavsh de Shviras Etzem Lo Mekaye Mase Da Achila. End of Tosfos. How can you say Asi Dechalosa say there? Why does the Gemara say it's not Be'idna? As if the Gemara says, no, it is Asi Dechalosa say, but it's in the base of Mikdash, so you don't say that principle. If you look on the side of the Gemara, it says, look at Piskei Tosfos, in the end of the Masechta, Yishev Al Zeh. That's what the Masoras HaShas puts in. If you look at the Piskei Tosfos says, there is an exception to Be'idna, and that is, if there is no way ever to do this assay without violating the los assay, so then that's enough to be called ba'idna, or to say that you don't need ba'idna. That's the line in Tosfos. Im e efshar lekayim assay b'inyan acher lo be'inon ba'idna demer karlav lekayim assay. Ba'idna is only needed when usually one does not demand the other one. Right? To get to the meat inside the bones of a carbon, you always have to break the bones. There's no way of getting out of that. But doing Kisi Adam does not always require, violating an Isser of Tochein on Yantif. So therefore, there you would require Be'idna. Mash'enkin here. Again, we can think about the Lamdis. Why should that be? Right? Maybe you could say it. You need Be'idna if you really want to have the Asay wiping out the Los Asay. If you take a Hutra type of approach, that when there is an Asay, the Los Asay does not exist. Like the language of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. He has the clearest lashon of a hutra approach. Whenever you do a mitzvah saseh, the los saseh doesn't exist. So maybe you need that to be exactly the same time for the los saseh to disappear. Or if not, maybe if you always have to do this, so maybe that's enough to be mitzuraf, to be combined, and you look at them together. So that is the important Piskei Tosfos in Os Samach Tes in Zvachim. Just getting back to that Gemara, why don't you say Asi Dechalosa say B'Mikdash? Usually we're more Mekel in the base of Mikdash. And here we're being more Machmir. You say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So Achronim say it's based on a Ramban. The Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Zos HaBracha that it's based on a Ramban in Parshas Yisro. But the Ramban says, it's a well-known Ramban, why do we say Asi Dechalosa say? What's the Svara? After all, usually violating a los asay is more chamor than being mevatel an asay. So you should say the los asay wins, not the asay. Says the Ramban, I'll piashkafa a little bit, but he says it to explain the halacha. Asays are a function of avas Hashem. And los asays are a function of yiras Hashem. It's the Ramban on Zachros Yom HaShabbos Lekasha. So the Ramban there says, avas Hashem is greater than yiras Hashem, as we know, and therefore, asay doche los asay. I do an asay because I know Hashem, I love Hashem, and I want to do His ratzon. I don't do a los asay because I'm scared. I'm scared of either the punishment or the yiras haromamus, scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So either way, that's asay doche los asay in general. But, explains the Meshech Chachma and explains Rav Yosef Engel, both based on this Ramban, in the base of Mikdash, Yiras Hashem is primary. Yiras Mikdash is a mitzvah zaseh. There's no mitzvah zaseh of Ahavas Mikdash. Yiras Mikdash, in awe of the base of Mikdash, and that's why you don't say Asi Dechalos Asay in the base of Mikdash, because Yiras Hashem is the primary feeling that we are supposed to have at that moment. Okay. That was one Osafa related to Asi Dechalos Asay. And now we get back into the Gemara on the bottom of Ches Amid Beis. So the Gemara said that not only do I not do the mitzvah of Kisi Adam for a koi on Yantif, but also if the blood gets mixed up, the koi's blood gets mixed up into other chayos or ofo's blood, so I'm also don't do the mitzvah. Unless it's bitakira achas, when there's no more of a tircha for the one than for the others. If it's all one big tircha, so then also I'm allowed to use it. This reminds us, we'll get back to this Be'ez Hashem in about a week, in the second parak we have the sugya of marbe b'shiurin. When you have a heter to do something, are you allowed to be marbe? Let's say there's a chol sheish b'sakana and who has to have a piece of meat. So I'm allowed to cook the piece of meat. But once I have a pot of meat, am I allowed to throw in five more pieces of meat? Once I'm doing the act of bishul, so am I allowed to do more? So that's the sugya of marbe b'shiurin. That's going to come up in the second parak. So this is a similar idea. that as long as it's one dekira, one throwing of the dirt, that would be okay. But if it's more, it would not be mutter. But the chiddush is that we're not gozer one dekira atu more dekira. So we are on the last line. But just to note, Tosfos here wonders, how could the Rabbanan wipe out, let's say it's five dekiros, but some of the other blood needs a kisui, d'oraisa, vandai. So what it got mixed up? How did Rabbanan do that? So Tosfos says, this is the sugi in Yevamos Daf Tzadi. Yesh koch biyach chachamim lakadavar benatar b'shev al taseh. This is an example. Chachamim say, don't do this mitzvah. Don't do the mitzvah. That is what the Tosfos says. Erachinami, shev al taseh, yesh koch biyadam. That is Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on chesim and base. Okay, we continue. Omar Rabba says Rabba on the last line, finishing up the last discussions of Kisi Adam before we get to the second Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Shochat Tzipor Me'erev Yantif, Ein Machasin Oso B'Yantif. If I shecht a bird on Erev Yantif, I'm not allowed to do the Kisi on Yantif. If I shecht a bird on Yantif, which I'm allowed to do, Ochol Nefesh, then I do the Kisi on Yantif. But what if I did it at Erev Yantif? Then we say, no, it's your fault. You should have done the Kisui before Yantif. And we're not going to give you the Heter on Yantif. Ein Machasar Asob Yantif. Interesting Rashi, to figure out what exactly Rashi is precluding. The bottom line. Tehayelo Lachasos Bibodyo. You should have covered it beforehand. Umishum Amnuye Mishum Simchas Yantif Leka. And we're not going to allow you to cover the blood because not allowing that would prevent you from Simchas Yantif. That's not true. Because what prevention of Simchas Yantif are you having? You already shechted. Just because you don't cover the blood doesn't make the bird usher to eat. What's the Havamina? That's what I would have thought. Was there an actual Havamina in some conceptual moment that if I don't cover the dam, then the basar is still usher? Kamash Malanra, no, don't think that. So if that's true, if that conceptual moment was true in Rav's head, so maybe it relates to the sugya from yesterday. If you say kisui is the gemar maisa shchita, that's the only way to discuss such a havamina. Then maybe you didn't finish the maisa shchita, therefore, unless you say it's just a knas d'rabanan. But if you say it's on a daraisa level, so maybe that's what Rav is precluding and say don't go that far. You're right, kisui is gemar maisa shchita, but it's still an independent element, and the heter of shchita occurs even without any kisui. We're not going to allow you to do it, right? Does he have a chiyuv after yantif if it's still there? If it's still there, if it got absorbed, if it got ruined, so then not. But the Rabbanan do not allow you ein machasin oso b'yantif. You're not allowed to cover it on yantif. Continuing Gilgal, but continuing Rabba or Rav, depending on the girsa, says a second comment also Gilgal isa may erev yantif. If somebody makes a dough. We know I'm allowed to cook on Yantif. I'm allowed to bake on Yantif. So if I bake on Yantif, so then I'm even allowed to do Hafrasha's Chala on Yantif because I don't have a choice. If I bake on Yantif, then I can do Hafrasha, even though Hafrasha is usually an Isser D'Rabbanan, as we'll see soon. But if I baked on Erev Yantif, Gilgalisa, and Erev Yantif, what is Gilgalisa? The Pashas is, that's when the Chiv of Chala kicks in. When I add the water to the flour and I start kneading. That's Gilgalisa. If I plain flour without any liquid, there's no Chiv of Chala yet. The Chiv of Chala is only when the water touches the flour and the kneading process starts. Remember, in Hilcha Shabbos, there's a Machlokes Tanoim quoted twice in Masecha Shabbos at the beginning of the Masechta and at the end of the Masechta. When is one Chayiv for kneading on Shabbos? The Lach of Lisha. What if I just add the water to the flour and I don't do anything else? Is that already the Isser D'Oraisa of Lisha? Because Memela kneading starts a little bit by itself, or it's only if when I'm active and I start kneading the kneading. So we're Machmer to assume both are Usser. At least one daraisa, one d'rabanan, but it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, and the rabanan, v'yilcha Shabbos. But either way, if I'm a galgal isa on Erev Yantif, ma'afresh mena chalasa b'yantif. Shmuel said, Rabba says, there's a difference between shechting a bird on Erev Yantif and being a galgal isa on Erev Yantif. You might have said, what's the difference? Both of them, you should have finished the job before Yantif. You should have done kisli adam, you should have done hafresh eschala. And yet, here Rabba says, no, there's a chilik. By the bird case, you are not allowed to do the kisi on yantif, while by the Gilgalisa case, you're allowed to be mafresh chala on yantif. Why? Let's go background for a second. The Mishnah tells us in the later on in this Masechta, Rashi quotes it, lamid vav amabes, that there is an isser derabanan on Shabbos and yantif to be mafresh chumas and maestras and chala. I'm not allowed to be mafresh. Why? What's that isser? So rov rishonim. Not all. Rov Rishonim say because it is tikkun. I am fixing. What malacha is tikkun? What malacha is tikkun? So pashas, what would you say? Makam apatish. Slakam apatish. I'm being misakein because otherwise it's tevel. I'm not allowed to eat it. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, has a big discussion. Is there makam apatish by foods? Right? Would you say that? Or would you say tikkun is bona? So then you have a question, is there binyan when it comes to foods? The Gemara in Shabbos talks about making cheese on Shabbos. Chayiv Mishum Bona by Megabein. So it definitely applies to food. But usually tikkun is makam apatish. Malacha number 38. Right, so is there makam apatish by foods? So it goes back to a language of a Mishnah, which sounds like it, but the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, is very opposed to having such a thought. If you remember, the Mishnah says in Shabbos regarding the Malacha of Bishul. Bishul, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mem, Kli Sheni is not Mavashel. Kli Sheni is not Mavashel. Put anything you want into a Kli Sheni. But then the Mishnah says there are some exceptions to the rule. What are called Kale Bishul. Kulias Hoespani and certain types of fish. That Kale Bishul. You're not allowed to even sprinkle boiling water on it because it cooks very easily. What's the language of the Mishnah there? You remember? Hadachasan hi Gemar Malachton. Sprinkling that water on it is Gemar Malacha. Gemar Malacha? That's a lashon that's usually used by makam apatish. So that's why, is that what it's saying? I would think it's bishul. But that's the lashon used. Gemar malachton. So that's the Bir Halacha here in Simon Shin Yurches. The Simon about bishul, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Mishnah of Kali Bishul, and that's why Lamaisa, we're not sure what Kali Bishul is, so we hardly put anything into a klisheni. Right? Everything is a klishlishi, relying on Rav Moshe Hetter. But that is the Shulchan Aruch quotes it here at Shin Yurches Sivdal. Says the Mishnah Brura. V'ra'isi b'prima gadim, sh'rotza l'chadish davar. The mishum she'enu yachol l'echol klal b'li hadacha. Since you wouldn't have been able to eat it without this boiling hot sprinkling, and now you are, chiyuvahu mishum makib apatish. That is the prima gadim. It says the Mishnah Berurah, avo be'emes lo nehira davar ze klal, v'kvar tafas ala velyo rabba, t'berashi v'rabba mevor lehadya d'chiyuvim shum bishol. You're right, the lashon is Gemar Malachton. But don't take it so seriously. If you look in Rashi and the Rambam, they both say it's Mevashel. It's not Makam Apatish. Elavadai, de Be'elu in Yonam, Loshayach Makam Apatish. Umemewa, de Bitsone, de Loshayach Bomishon Bishol, Mutter. And it continues and says, Vadai, Ben Yonam, Elu Shel Ochel, Loshayach Shem, Mashem, Makam Apatish. Hayotzi Midvarenu, at the end, Dini Makam Apatish, Bidvar Ochel, Udavar Chadash, Shlo Nimsa Beposkim, the other Abba Yishkama Stiris Laze, the Alkain, Ein Lahakwe, Badachas Tsonain, Bishum Gavra, Kainir, Lanis Daiti, Bezos Hashem. That's the Mishnah Berurah, who is strongly, of the opinion that there's no Makam Apatish when it comes to food. So here, but Hafrash is Aser, so Tikkun has to be Mishum a different Malacha. Maybe it's Bonet, but that is number one. If you look in the Rambam has a different pshat. Why are you not allowed to be Mafir, Shumas, and Maestras on Shabbos? The Rambam says in Perach of Gimel of Ilcha Shabbos, Ein Mag being Shumas and Maestras. Number one, number two is Mishum Masakein. Number one, Shezeh Dome Lemakdish Osan Peris Shehifrish. Wow. Intriguing. What does the Rambam say? Hafrash is like Hakdasha. And just like you're not allowed to be Makdish something on Shabbos or Yontif, Gzeir Shemi Yichtov, so too you're not allowed to be Makdish. Wow. Because I'm giving something to, I'm being Mafir something, I'm giving it Kedusha. By Truma, by Chala, by any, right, I'm giving it a Hafrasha. It's Kilo, I'm Makdish it. And therefore, so does that mean why? Because I'm also worried about Gzeir Shemi Yichtov. Or is it once Chazal Aser Hakdasha included in that was also all Afrashas, like Mashkin Shezavu, like the earlier cases. But that's the Rambam. Fascinating, right? That it's included in Makdash. V'od Mebreishu Kimisakin Osan B'Shabbos. And number two, it's like Tikkun. So the Rambam quotes both of those ideas. Very unusual for the Rambam to quote two different reasons for a Din to Rabbanan. But that is what the Rambam does right here. There's a Gemara in Yuma towards the end, Pei Gimel, where it seems to say there's a third idea, and that is being metal tel tevel, tevel's muksa. being metaltel tevel before you're mafreshit, that also could be a problem. Either way, so that is an isur derabanan of being mesakein on yantif. But the halacha is, if I bake something on yantif and I wasn't able to do it before yantif, so then I'm allowed to be mafresh on yantif. Mishum simchas yantif, that is mutter. But says the Gemara here, an added chiddush, Rabbah says, even if I was magalgal the Isa on Erev Yantif, I'm allowed to be mafrish the Chala on Yantif. So that is the chiddush of Rabbah. So Rashi says on top, even though it says later on that it's Aser on Yantif to do that, Shelo Gazru al Trumas Isa, Shahari Mutter Lagalgal of Yantif Lafosa Kedilecho Paschama. You want to have hot, fresh rolls on Yantif. So therefore, we weren't gozes. Even if you messed up and you did it before Yantif, and if you got through the hafrasha on Yantif, it's still okay. We'll still allow you to do the hafrasha on Yantif. Pash, a simple understanding could be, because you remember what Rashi said in the first line. By Kisi Hadam, not letting you do Kisi Hadam is not going to prevent you from Simchas Yantif. And that's why we'll say you cannot do Kisi Hadam. But here, not being able to be mafresh is going to prevent you because you're not going to be able to eat your challah. It's usur, it's tevel unless you do the hafrasha. So Pasha says, that's why there's a distinction. We will allow you to do it. After all, it's only usur dira banan. That is all the Shita of Rabbah. Avua de Shmuel Amar. We have time, we'll get back to the Mitzvah of Chala in general. Avua de Shmuel Amar, Shmuel's father says no. Afilu gigal isa me'er of yantif, ein mafresh me'er chalotz of yantif. Tough. If you were allowed to bake on yantif. But if you didn't, if you did it beforehand, so you should have finished the job, and you should have been mafresh on yantif. And if you are mafresh on yantif, then Chazal did not allow you to be mafresh on yantif. And yes, okay, you'll have some limitations on your simchas yantif, but Avua de Shmuel says there's nothing we can do about it. Says the Gemara, Lema pliga de Shmuel ad Avua de Shmuel. Shall we say that this is a machlokas between father and son? Avua de Shmuel holds that hafrashas chala here is very serious, and therefore we're not going to allow you to do it on yantif, and you're not going to be able to eat your dough. But remember, Avua de Shmuel lived in Golos, right? Lived where Shmuel was, in Bavel. Lema avua de Shmuel pliga de Shmuel ad avuha. De Omer Shmuel chalas truma the bachiyaz in, or chalas chutz la'aretz. The chala in chutz la'aretz is a mitzvah de Rabbanan, just like we know. All the mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz are only daraisa in Eretz Yisrael, except for maybe one or two exceptions mentioned in Kiddushin. Halacha lo shebi sidat, but chalas chutz la'aretz is de Rabbanan. So, what is the halacha, says Shmuel? Ochel v'holech v'yachgach mafresh. The Rabbanim were mako by chalas chutz la'aretz to explain that if you really need to, you can eat first and leave the chala over at the end. You don't have to be mafresh first, like usual, the chiv of chala in the world of Da'oraisa. Some achronim explain Shmuel as being that the din de Rabbanan of Chalas Chutz La'aretz, what were the Rabbanan misakein? They weren't misakein in Isser Tevel. They were only misakein a mitzvah safrasha. So if it's a mitzvah safrasha, so then maybe you could leave that till afterwards. It's not real Tevel. It's the Rabbanan. On the Da'oraisa level, there's nothing. There's no chiv at all. That's how some achronim explain the Shita of Shmuel here. But Shmuel says, don't worry about it, just eat and leave that fresh until later. So what did his father say? His father said that if you're mafresh, if you bake it before yantif, you're not allowed to be mafresh on yantif. What do you mean? According to Shmuel, you don't even have to be mafresh. Just leave it till the end. So shall we say it's a machlokas between father and son? We'd rather not. So the Gemara ends off by saying, Amar Rava, no machlokas. You're right, Shmuel says you can leave it over. But what if you did? What if you were mafreshit? Milo Moda Shmuel Shimkara Ale Shem Shasura Lazarim. Shmuel says that if you were Kare Shem, isn't it Usur? Is it Usur Drabanan? Right? It's Usur to the Zarim. So there is a Shem Truma on it. So you're right, you didn't have to do it. But because if you do it, it does have a Shem Truma, Shem Chala, so that's why it could still be Usur to do it on Yantif. Even though normally we would allow you to eat from it beforehand, but it could be that there is no machlokas between father and son. There is an interesting machlokas we shown him quoted here. Tosis has one line about it, and that is Shmuel's din. Shmuel's din that chalas chutz la'aretz. So what am I allowed to do? I'm allowed to eat and leave it over. There is a halacha by chala or by truma called shihareha nikarin. To do a hafrasha, you have to have some tevel that you separate from the challah, from the tshuma, so that's called challah, and this is called misukan. Like, for example, the Mishnah says in Trumos, let's say I want to give my entire field as truma. I love my friend the Kohen. So my entire field is truma. If I give 99% of my field as truma, it works. But if I give my entire field, meaningless. Why? Because you have to do a hafrasha. So what about chalas chutzlaritz? It says you could eat until you have it left over. You have to leave any chulin, what's going to be chulin left over, or could you eat everything except the truma, or except the challah? So what's the halacha? So Tosa says, in the middle of the wide lines, he says, you got to leave a little bit. Got to leave a little bit. You got to leave a little bit. And that is really a discussion in an expanded way right here in the Rashba. The Rashba says, Mikan, after quoting Shmuel, Mikan haya omer Rabbeinu Tam, she'ein tsarich achshav lahafrish chala min amukaf. An added, connected idea. There's a halacha of being mafrish min amukaf from a touching spot, minamukaf. I can't take from one field onto another field in a different area. So the Rashba says here, by the name of Rabbeinu Tam, you see here you don't have to take minamukaf. Why? Shahare ochel vaholef, yachagach mafrish. Because you can eat whatever you want, and then just leave over, and then when you're mafrish, when you actually have that fresh, there's nothing there. It's not near any of the chulin that it's working for. It was already eaten. So that must be that there's no halacha minamukaf, says Rabbeinu Tam. Urmei rabbanei tsarfas, yesham rushet tsarach laniach ksas min ha'achrona, yoser mikadei shir achala, kadei shiafrish minamukaf. It's machlokas rishonim. How to understand Shmuel, do you have to leave any over? And afkamina would be, is Shmuel telling me that I don't need to take min ha'mukaf? There is a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim, not here, but elsewhere, and that is, Truma. Is there any truma in America today? No. There's not even trumas derabanan. Where's truma? In some of the lands around Eretz Yisrael, we expanded the mitzvahs of Tlias Baretz. Like truma in Surya, in expanded lands, so that it's derabanan. Why is challah different? Challah is also a mitzvah of Tlias Baretz. So why is challah the only one, besides maybe halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Arla and Chadash? So that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So you can't ask any halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But challah is not. We're talking about the Rabbanan here. So why were the Rabbanan misakein challahs chutz laretz everywhere in the world, unlike all the other mitzvahs at Tlias Baretz, where they were only misakein just outside of Eretz Yisrael? Great question. We sure don't need our askama, but it's a very simple question. Chalas chutzlores, you can't learn the sugi without that question. So Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin says, why? Because chala is different than the other mitzvahs atuliyas ba'aretz. What makes chala different? When is the chiv of chala? When does it kick in? So the other mitzvahs atuliyas ba'aretz, the isser is there automatically, right when it's grown. Right away, it's usher. I have to do half Russia. When is the chiyuv of challah? When I'm megalgal the isa. When there's human action. When I add the water to the flour. That makes it more similar to a chovas haguf, says Tosfos. And that's why it applies on a drabbanon level in the whole world. Right, that's kedushin Tosfos lamed vav amebeis. V'hainu time at the gazor lachala b'chol makom tfei mitruma umaiser lefi shachala dome yose lachovas haguf shari chiyev ba al yidei gilgol isa shadamose v'hilkav dinu sheyinog b'chol makom afilu b'chutz laretz avot truma umaiser einan muteles ela al mishiyesh lo karka v'dami tfei lachovas haaretz. Very important, Tosfos. The Ramban elsewhere, not the Rabban there, but the Rabban in Chul and Kuf Lamed Vav, has a different pshat. He says, well, everybody has dough, and not everybody has fields. So it's more a davar hashava l'chol nefesh, and therefore, on a more practical level, they were misaking it. Yeah, but that's an important Tosfos in the Rabban, discussing the challah, the chiv of challah's chutz laretz. Okay, let's continue now. Second Mishnah here in Maseches Beitza. Says the Mishnah, continuing the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding Yantif. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein molichin et asulam, mishovach leshovach, avo mateo michalon lechalon. Let's say I have a ladder, and I want to move the ladder. I want to go get a chick, right, to Shecht on Yantif. So Beis Shammai says you can move the ladder from one chicken coop to another chicken coop, but you're allowed to lean it within one coop from window to window. Right, it's less of a tircha. Ubeis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel says no. You can even take it from one coop to another. So, what is that machlokas about? Amar of Chanan bar Ami, machlokas Rishus Arabim. The machlokas is whether you're allowed to schlep the ladder in a Rishus Arabim. And the whole issue of the mission is one of Maris Ayin. The Beis Shammai Savri. Beis Shammai says it's Aser Y Haroe. The viewer will think that you're going to fix your roof, and therefore you're going to do an Isser Da'oraisa, and that's Aser. And that's why you're not allowed to schlep it from Shovach to Shovach. No, Shovach Mochiach Alav. They'll see where you're putting it. The Shovach, the chicken coop, is Mochiach, that it's Mutter. That'll be Mochiach, what the ladder is being used for. So the Machlokas is in a public area. But if it's in a private area, it's all in your backyard, no problem, because there is no Maris Ayin there. Says the Gemara, really? Aini? Is that really true? There's no Maris Ayin in private? V'av Rav Yudah Marav, but doesn't Rav say, Kol Makom Shazur Chachamim Mipnei Maris Ayin Afilu B'chadri Chadar Masur? Rav has his statement that if something is Asur Mishim Maris Ayin, you can't even do it in private. Afilu B'chadri Chadarim. Why? So the Ranier says, because you might think it's private, but there still might be somebody that sees. Right, meaning there's never any privacy in life. That's the Ron's message here, right? Especially, I mean, regarding Ofa Shemaim Yolichas Hakol, Pasuk says in Koheles that the walls have ears. But in our day and age, right, there's no privacy. No privacy in our day and age. Everything that's written, everything that's said, right? So that's the Ron. You might say a little more conceptual, and that is once an action was asserted, Mishum Maris Ayin, so the motivation of the halacha was because one might view it, but then it achieved the status of an Issa Drabanan, the Maisa Issa Drabanan, and therefore could be asser everywhere. Could be a little more conceptual. So either way, so how could Rav Chanan Bar Ami make the distinction between Rishus HaRabin and Rishus HaYachid? Rav doesn't make any distinctions. Question mark. What's the problem? Rav's not a Mishnah. Rav's not a... Why can't Rav Chanan argue on Rav? Says, how could... What's the Gemara's assumption? For Yerashi. Fifth wide line. The Afal Gav de Rav Amorahu. And even though Rav is an Amora, Makshi Mine. Mibnei She Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGola Haya Bedoro. Chutz Mishu Shavuel. That's a Shas Rashi. Right? They could ask a Ka, you could ask a Kasha on an Amora from Rav. Because Rav was the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael. Besides Shmuel. But he was the Rav. Rav was accepted by everybody. That is Rav and Shmuel. Chashuk Echemet here has a Ha'ara, just a one-liner, not a Halacha L'maisa question. He says, where is it? He says, She'ela, Bishar HaSefer, B'Mishnah Berurah. If you look in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah calls the Beis Yosef, Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGola. And he calls the Ramah, Hagon Moreinu HaRav. Why does he call the Shulchan Aruch Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGola? And the Ramah, Hagom Marin Arav, a title which he also uses for the Ber Heitiv and the Shari Tshuva. Says, why? So he says, because the Shulchan Aruch, in all the places, which is 90% of Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah does not argue, that Shulchan Aruch is accepted by Kol Yisrael. Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Whenever the Ramah adds something in, is only accepted by Ashkenazic Jewry. That's why he calls him Rabban Shel Kol Am Yisrael, while the Ramah is not. So he relates that to the line of Rav here, Rav being Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGola. Okay, but that's the kasha. So how can Rav Chanan argue if Rav said this also, even in private? So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi, really it actually is a machlokes tanoim. Machlokes tanoim, whether something that's asur mishamaris ayin, is even asur in private. Ditanya, because the Brisa says, Shotcham b'cham avalokan eged ha'am. What's the context? This is an Issa d'Rabbanan. We know one is not allowed to wash their clothes on Shabbos. Right? That's an Isra Malabain. There's an Isra Durabanan. If I, of hanging up wet clothes, soaking wet clothes on Shabbos, because people might think that I wash them. So, that's what the context is. Shotcham b'chama. So the Tanakhama says, I could put it out in the sun to dry, but not in public where people could see, because people might think that I wash my clothes on Shabbos. Why in the sun isn't that cooking? There's no cooking in the sun on Shabbos. Right, Bishul is defined as Eish. Told us Shemesh is Aser, but Shemesh itself is Mutter. So that's why the Tanna Kabbah says, no problem, there's no Maris Ayin in private. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Osrin, Rebbe Shimon, no, it's Aser even in private, because of the Isser Durabana. Right? This is Halacha L'Maisa. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Hey, the Isser of Hegel. Let's say I come back home and I was stuck in the rain and I was soaking wet and my clothes are dripping. So I'm not allowed to hang it up. But there are three or four limitations to this Isser Durabanan. Remember, we discussed this back in Masechah Shabbos. It's only Usser if it's soaking wet. And if it's visibly wet. If it's just wet, I can feel it's wet, but it's not what's called tofeach amanas latfiach. If I touch it, I will be able to transfer that moisture to another surface. So then it's not usser. So it's only usser if it's soaking wet. Number two, it's only usser if it's in the normal place where I hang up freshly washed clothes. But if I put it on a doorknob, if I put it on the back of my chair, right, places where normally I don't put freshly laundered clothes, then there's no usser. Another limitations. Another, a third limitation quoted by a number of poskim. And that is, if it's an item that's usually dry cleaned. Nobody washes a suit jacket in their washing machine at home. It's always dry cleaned. So then also, there could be that there's no isser. Shirts, pants, you know, even if I don't, you know, it could be that, you know, sometimes I do. Right? Do you go by personal habits? Do you go by general what people do? Some people would never wash their shirts at home, dry cleaning. And a lot of people would wash their shirts. It's just a shirt. Right? So then, but again, that's an important discussion. Halacha l'maisa. That's quoted here. What if it's pouring outside and it's clear? So that's another kula. The Shmir Shabbos discusses. That could also be a kula if it's pouring rain, if everybody knows. The Shmir Shabbos in, Perek Tesvav, he says, "Beged shenirtav mei gishamim asu litzlosof tiliyabsho ach litzlosof b'mekama haragio on the back of your chair mutter ubevach lo itzleu samach lachoma tanur." Okay, meil geshem shenikar bo shenirtav min hageshem vegam ein derech lechabso. Right, that's that other line. Yesh makom lahakel litzlosof b'shabes liyibush avalo lusamach lamakarachom. Right now, next to a heat source. But that is the. That's what he says on top. Then he quotes the footnotes with Shabbatim Yerushalma Zalman, the Yishlomar, Shemutu Litzloso, Hol Vein Regilim Lishroso, the Kuliyama Yodim, Shenirta Me'ageshem, Fa'adiv Tvei Mechi Tulim, right, there's a heter of children's baby clothing that was hanging up. You know that they got soiled. Shemutu Lishotcham. Again, it could be that it's, that nobody washes and everybody would realize that it got soaked from the rain, it might also be mutter. Okay, that's one version of the Gemara. Viter Ika de Amre, a different version. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami Machlokes Birishus Hayachid. The Machlokes between the Menishes Rishus Hayachid. To Beishamay Islul de Rav Yehuda Amarav, Ube Silal Islul de Rav Yehuda Amarav. The Machlokes was when the Rishus Hayachid, Avav Rishus Arabim, Debre Yakov Asr. That's the second version of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Leim Arav Domer Ke Beishamay. So according to this, Rav is lining up with Beishamay. Right, because Rav, who says it's us or even in private, that Beishamai holds that. So Tanoi, so really it's a machlokas Tanoim, and anybody can hold like whoever they want. The Tani Shoka Bachama Volokanegad Am Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Osrin. So that ultimately is a machlokas. Lemaskana, it's not 100% clear whether we pass in like Rav, because there are some hints in other Gemaras and Rishonim here and in other Gemaras ask. That seem to say that Bitsina is better than Befarhesi in some context. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach, where the Gemara says, if you have a stuffed up pipe on your roof, you could slowly, without anybody seeing, you know, use your foot to unstuff the pipe. To unstuff the pipe that, get the leaves out, get the dirt out. Bitsina! Right, so what do you mean? What's the difference between Befar Hesia? So again, Tosfos there asks, what would Rav there say? So Tosfos has an important yesod there. Tosfos says, maybe the only issue when Rav says it's us or even in private, that's only by Chshashos of Isurei D'Oraisa. But Chshashos of Isurei D'Rabbanan, that's only in public. And that's why that Gemara is talking about Shinui, doing a Malacha B'Shinui. So that's why there would only be a problem by a public act, not by a private act. That's Tosfos there in Ksubas Daf Samach. Again, there are other answers given. We'll just leave it. Just two other points related to Maris Ayin before we continue, and that is the Sharma Sanab Halacha quotes, not here but elsewhere. Maris Ayin, what's Maris Ayin about? When you don't look too closely. Right? People, if they would look closely, they would really see what's going on. Right? They're only looking with one eye. Maris Einayim, if they'll use both eyes, there wouldn't be any problems. It's only because they're looking with one eye. That's why they lead to problems. Number one. Number two. Actually, 3 points. Number two, Ramosha, two tshuvas of Ramosha. We like to mention the Ramosha's chiluk between Maris Ayin and Chshad. Maris Ayin meaning that people are going to be misled in terms of the halacha. and they might be led to violate. Oh, I didn't know this restaurant was kosher. Oh, I didn't know you could clean on Yantif. That's Maris Ayin. Chashad is different. That they're going to think that I'm doing something wrong. Right? That's a different principle. Like lighting Hanukkah candles, they're not going to think that you don't have to light Hanukkah candles. But again, that is Rav Moshe's important distinction. But there's another shuva of Rav Moshe, which is a Musar Shvuz, which deserves the Shabbos Shuva Drasha. Arachayim Chelik Aleph Simin Sadivav, where somebody wrote to Rav Moshe Feinstein, how is it that you're allowed to drive to shul a minute after lichbenching? I don't understand how you're able to do this. So Rav Moshe goes through a whole tshuva where there's no Maris Ayin, where people are just making a mistake. You're allowed to drive to shul before the 18 minutes are up. It's mutter, it's not Shabbos yet. Look in Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Moshe says, Meikar did, there is no Maris Ayin for people who don't know the halacha. There's only Maris Ayin for something that's really usser. If people just assume incorrectly that when my wife lights candles, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, that's their mistake. That's wrong. I don't have to worry about that. So Rav Moshe says, though, it's mutter. But in the last paragraph, Rav Moshe Feinstein, but thank you for pointing it out to me and being mekayim the mitzvah of ocheyat ocheyach hasamisecha. And since you pointed it out, I'm being mekabel on myself never to drive to shul after my wife lights candles. Thank you very much. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein. Unbelievable. How many times do people have to come over to us in shul and say something and we're bruggers and we're upset? What's it his problem to say something to me? This is the gadol hador, which somebody writes like him and he's wrong. And he still says, okay, I accept. Unbelievable. Become makom, kibish mas photo, kosef, she's chasvashom, kilkul, leiz, and nashim, and nashim, she yadamu, she's with a zilzal shabish, ereb, bli neder, shalalisa, od, bekar, mishat, halakas, and eris. Wow. That's our motion. We continue. Says the Gemara, Testament based on top. Masisid Loki Aitana, the Mishnah that quotes the Machlokas about moving the ladder, is not like the following opinion. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Amr, Shemena Lazar, Modim beShamay beSilal Shemolichin as Asula Mishovach LeShovach. They both agree that you're allowed to schlep the ladder from one to another. That's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that's the Machlokas. So this is a different version. Shimon Elazar says they both agree that you're allowed to schlep it. Lo Nechlagoy LaHachzir. The Machlokas is whether you're allowed to return it after you used it, which we're going to get to in the next couple of days in terms of Hitur Sofa Mishum Tchilasan. That'll come up. But the Machlokas is whether returning it. Shemeshamay Omer E Machzirin or beSil Omer Af Machzirin. Fine. Amar of Yehuda Vaiter in the Brisa. Bamedra Mamurim. When do we say all this is mutter besulam shel shovach? Only by a ladder that is clearly used in a chicken coop. Ava besulam shel aliyah, but a fancy ladder that's used to fix your roof. Divrei HaKol Aser. Then everybody would agree that's Aser, right? Either because Rashi quotes Gzeira, they might think that you ought to fix your roof. The Rambam might hold Muksa. Rambam seems to hold Muksa. Maybe it's a fancy type of ladder. Rabbi Dosa Omer Mateo Michalon Achalon. Rabbi Dosa says you're allowed to lean it from window to window. What is Rabbi Dosa going on? Which case? We'll have to see. Not clear. Is Rabbi Dosa being machmir or meko? Not clear. We'll see. Acherim omrim, mishum Rabbi Dosa, af bedadad in bo. Right, acherim, quote Rabbi Dosa that says, no, you could even baby step it, carry it very slowly. Okay. Period. End of the brisa. B'nei Rabbi Chiya nafak l'kiryasa. One time, Rabbi Chiya's children went out to this town. Kiyasa, when they came back, he saw them, the Me'iri as in. He sees them schmoozing about something. He sees something happened. Amar lehu, avuhon, klo maisa bali etchem? Knew what happened. I see something's going on. Amru lo, sula bali adeda vitarnuha. There was a case of somebody schlepping a ladder, and we matired like Beis Hillel. Amar lehem, suva asu ashitartem. What do you mean, turn around and go aser? You made a mistake, children. You made a mistake. Which again is a similar to what we just said. If a posting makes a mistake, he's gotta change his psak if he's wrong. You gotta go back. Why? What was the case? In Husaber, they were big time b'dei chachamim. But they thought, mitaka amar, Rabbi Yehuda besulam shel aliyah lo pligi. The Rabbi Yehuda says that everybody agrees by Yisulam shel aliyah that it's asur, michal the Tanakama savar pligi. It must be that the Tanakama holds, no, that's good for the machlokas, and Beis Hillel is matir. That's how they understood this brisa. Viloi, and really that was a mistake. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, tie me to Tanakama come afarish. Rabbi Yehuda's explaining the Tanakama. He's not arguing. Mimai, how do we know that? He's explaining that even the Tanakama would hold a sulam shel aliyah is usur, according to everybody. How do you know that? Midiktani. Because what is his lashon? What is the lashon of the Tanakama? Molichin es asula mishovach l'shovach. The Tanakama says you're allowed to take a ladder from one coop to another. V'isal kataitav masulam shel aliyah pligi. If he even allows the fancy type of sulam, hay molichin es asula mishovach l'shovach. That's the lashon you said. Molichin es a sulam l'shovach mibayle. You should have said an even bigger chiddush that you're allowed to go take a sulam, a ladder that's on a roof somewhere, and take it to a shovach. El alav, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing but explaining the Tanna Kamma. Hachi ka'amar, shel shovach in shel aliyah lo. Only of a shovach and not of an aliyah. That's the machlokas. And Rabbi Yehuda is explaining. Ve'idach, and what about Rabbi Chiya's kids? Why didn't they get that diuk? They were sharp. Miktani sulam shel shovach mishovach l'shovach tani. V'yafilo l'kama shovchin. Does it say that? Doesn't say beferish the other way either. So that's why it doesn't say beferish, we're only talking about a sulam of a shovach. So they understood it differently. Okay, but either way, their father corrected them. Ika da Amri, a different version of the story. Amrulo, they said, hitu isulam shal aliyah baliyah dein vitar nuha. We allowed someone to lean a ladder of an aliyah, within not moving it, but to lean it. Amrulam subasu mashitartim. And again, Rabbi Chiya says, no, you made a mistake. In Husavar, they thought my deka aser tanakama kashari Rabbi Dosa. They thought Rabbi Dosa was coming to be more mako. Where the Tanakama says sulam shel aliyah is totally aser. Rabbi Dosa says no. You're allowed to lean it. You're allowed to carry. You're allowed to lean it. That's why they matured it. Vilowi, and really that was a mistake. My deka shari tanakama kaser Rabbi Dosa. No, even in the first case where the Tanakama matured certain holacha. Rabbi Dosa says, no, you're not allowed to be molech even that, you're only allowed to lead. So again, machlok is about ladders. What about Bezman Hazeh? Ask the Chashuki Chemed. Maisa Shahaya, there was a story of a family that came back late at night on a Friday night from their parents, from the grandparents, and they lost the key. And the only way they could get in is to borrow their neighbor's ladder to go through the window to unlock it from the inside. Are they allowed to do that? So he goes through all the halachas and the sugya, which we think is never halacha l'maisa, but it is. So he goes through and says, if it's a step ladder, it's for sure mutter. Because step ladders are obviously used for indoors, you use it for all different needs, to get to something on top of the cabinet, no problem. But what if it's a real serious ladder? So he says, l'chor, it's muksa. A real serious ladder, which is only used, l'tzarech malacha, pashas it, it's even more than a klisha malacha l'isser, which would be mutter l'tzarech guv l'tzarech pokomo. Pashas, it would be a problem, and maybe it's Mara Zion, because people are going to think that you're using it for other reasons. He says, I'll allow it with a goy or a katan. One of the two. A goy, a shvus to shvus, b'makam mitzvah, makam sar gadol, you have to get into your house. Or I did katan also, which you're allowed to be, mutter lisfos, l'katan, isur d'rabanan, litzarcho. Right, the Bir Alacha writes in Shimim Gimel. So katan also has to go to sleep. Right in the house. So to have a child or a guy do this Issur D'Rabbanan, so then he would allow it. Something that we don't think about. We think, what's this Gemara? What is it? Halacha L'maisa for me? But he assumes that a big ladder could be usher as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Mezrim again, the next couple of days will be, uploaded from the last cycle. And Mezrim, we'll pick up Mezrim on Sunday. On Sunday with, the Nudafim Sunday and Monday, and then we'll go back, we'll, make sure, as we get into Yontif, that everything is uploaded.